Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The culture coaches.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Yes, affirmative. It's only official when it's Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, and Val the Voice. We are the culture. The coaches. Shout out Tokyo, Japan, Stuttgart, Germany, Puerto Rico. Why not? Let's go, let's go, let's go. We are the culture. All facts. Shout out. Rest in peace to my team, Leo, bro. Nimsy Hustle, let's go.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Neighborhood Nipsey Hussle. And right now, y'all tuned in to my homeboy, DJ No Frill.
Left Coast, West Coast, there's a lot going on. Big U. There's a lot going on with the game. They doing peace walks. Someone called in and said they stole that from New York City. Is that true? I don't know. We are the culture. We push P, push positive. Let's go.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice.
Let it play.
Left Coast, West Coast, what's up? Left Coast, West Coast, stay tuned. You know we from Philly. You know I'm from Philly. Philly support, Philly section on the way. Shout out to my Puerto Ricans, my Boricuas. The hip-hop co-creator section on the way. Listen, I don't know what's going on with Lord Jamar. We're going to talk about that a little later, too. Don't forget we got that health and hip-hop. Health and hip-hop. And somebody on some BS. We got that Who Frauded section. Who Frauded? Rest in peace to my fam, Big Y from the Relatives, West Coast, original, Death Row Records, song with Pox for real.
Everything I said I was gonna get on my kid, in addition to that fact, I went legit. Now, according to the way that I'm positioned, in the biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. Know them Westside RSCs is us, LAPD on my, I'm a squeezing butt. If a rap, this switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, been a dream with trust. You be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to brush? Las Vegas, strip pop, yeah, you creep the bucks. After all that looking
for, broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
One, two, bring it to the phone. Snoop Doggy Dogg and I.
New music, cool classics. New music, cool classics. We are the culture. Val the Voice, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Left Coast, West Coast. What up? Shout out to my peoples at Randy Donuts. We'll be out there soon.
Too low, Def G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to
DJ No Frills.
Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before we dig a chick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now when she burning, I'ma chill for a minute.
Shout out to DJ Voltron on the check-in. Voltron the Bronx, what's up?
Feel holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get off of a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of this funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and
the
like that.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, 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 we are the culture. The culture coaches, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I'm a Leo, you're a Leo now. And wouldn't they like to be a Leo too? It's still Leo season.
Listen, it's all good. Shout out to my Leos. There's nothing but love for the Leos. It's Leo season. Don't hate on the Cancers, the Romances, though. It's your boy Val the Voice, Viral Val. You know, so many, don't forget, Val got the answers. We're going to do a whole segment. We're going to get a call in. Val got the answers. I already talked to Sway. He co-signed. He said, Val, you got the answers. Do what you got to
do. I believe you.
How you been, Frills, man? It's good, listen, to be up. It's good to be up here this week.
It's good, man. I'm thriving, man. I'm in the gym. I'm Sam. Yo, I'm on a new program. If you see me in the streets, I'm on that PPP.
What is it?
PPP. is prayer.
I like that.
Protein and
positivity.
Usi.
You got to be on that PPPP. Don't forget the positivity at all times.
No, if you listen,
if you pray and you positive.
No, yes, yes, yes,
you.
Yes.
Listen, man, it's been a great week. A lot going on in the news. Don't forget, we have the Philly Support Philly. We got some great news about Philly. You know, we support all our local businesses. We support all our local events. They're actually doing today. They're doing another art battle.
Yes.
Shout out to Kim and the whole team over
yes.
there. Philadelphia art battle at
James Duck Down.
At Spin.
Yes.
Shout out to them. Maybe we'll go there after the show. We'll check it out. But yeah, there's a lot going on. We got a lot to talk about today. We got a legendary call in from another rock steady legend, my man, Mr. Freeze. We've been going back and forth. And, you know, with everything that's been going on recently with the Olympics, you know, we're breaking in the Olympics. We wanted to re-highlight some of the pioneers because I don't feel like, you know, like the Olympics gave them enough light. There should have been a pre-ceremonial to introduce why it was so relevant. So that's what we do here on the Culture Coaches.
I agree
right?
with you.
We introduce the culture to people who may not know. And here's where we give them the flowers and highlight them. So Mr. Freeze, shout out to him. He's legendary. He's been in, he's one of the first people to be in movies,
yes.
to get endorsement deals off of being a breaker. And we're going to clear some stuff up here. I hear him, the Culture Coaches. He's going to be
calling
in.
I got a question about Lee from B Street.
Okay.
There's a rumor going on from Lee from
B
Street.
He said, listen, I spoke to him earlier and he says, nothing's off the table, baby. Ask away.
That's what I'm talking
all
about.
Right?
We official.
They
and
official.
That's what we do.
Rocksteady's official. And, of course, the Culture Coaches is official.
The question is not why, but why not?
Do not forget, August 31st, we are a media sponsor for Porter Rocksteady.
Yes.
August 31st in Hitch Life Stadium.
Hold on. You've been a little too humble. Tell them who's going to be there.
So, Porter Rocksteady will be showcasing Meth and Red as the highlight.
Facts.
Big Daddy Kane.
Facto.
Jungle Brothers.
Facts.
Sha Rock.
Man,
don't so
stop.
Many. You're actually going to have an opportunity DJ Kool Herc's first equipment.
Yes, I'm a DJ.
Yes, so that's
They're
important.
They're
going
to have Kool Herc's first DJ setup out there.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
We will be completely VIP media status. So shout out to my man Crazy Legs, Porter Rocksteady, that's putting that together, man. August 31st, Paterson, New Jersey. Go to PRS, PRSFest.com to get your tickets. There's only a few tickets left. And I think for the last week or two, he just knocked them down 50%
off. 50% off, yeah.
So,
for the culture.
He
did it for the culture.
Shout out to him. So again, we got a lot going on. We got the Coach's Corner. This week, we're going to be talking about all the crazy stuff going on in sports. Babe Ruth's jersey is officially going to be going on auction starting at $7 million. You believe that? Crazy. Man.
Yo,
$7 million.
Listen, Aval, money's no obstacle for you. Yeah. You had the 1965 Rolls Royce.
Maybe
you
I
got
should
the
buy
2024
it.
Phantom out there right now.
Yeah, it's a lot. We got a lot going on. We got the call in. We got the Coach's Corner. Philly Support Philly. And, of course, do not forget the Who Frauded segment. And I'm going in. I got to put some people on blast. Let you know who frauded out there in the world of music and the world of everything else. And don't forget, we got the famous Instagrammy segment also. All right? So there's a lot going on. We're going to get to some new music. We're going to get to some cool classics. Listen, make sure to email your music to iknowfrills@gmail.com. Stop sending it to me. I'm not the DJ. You're going to send it to me. I'm going to send it to him. So that's how it works up here at The Culture Coaches. Any last words?
Aval, yes. Yeah. Aval, did you see what happened in New York?
What happened in New York?
Jay-Z is opening up the 40-40 club again.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. And Freeway was out there performing.
That's
you know,
right.
That's the Philly fam. So listen, shout out the Freeway. Shout out the Rock Nation. And Rock Nation just became a distribution company with EQ Distro.
Okay.
Is it because it's over for them or it's because they're elevated?
When we come back,
we're going to talk about that. Why not? We are the culture.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
This is a service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is O. H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the up. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the ROC.
DJ ain't no frills.
Frying pan into the fire, I be the music biz number one supplier. Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me.
Cool classics, new music. Cool classics, new music. We are the culture. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, what's up, Marcy? Let's go.
Thing ain't lie. I done came through the block and everything that's fly. I'm like Che Guevara with bling on. I'm complex. I never claim to have wings on. Get my by any means on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't inventing the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me. Lying as if I am a different man. And I can blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers. Getting high within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years removed, still a vibe is in my vein. I got a hustler spirit.
Talk to him.
Got my hat, yo, people wear.
Vow the voice.
Got my swag, yo, I walk like a wall.
Famous Frills.
And away you go, you
I'm your DJ.
Player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone.
Either some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, yes, we are the culture. I'm a real DJ, so I'm in them crates. New
yes,
music,
you are.
Cool classics. New music, cool classics. New music, cool classics. Classics.
And you
and
know what?
Jay-Z brought back that classic.
That's right.
That 40-40 club. Did you go to the
I went the to the I've been to the original one. Yes, I have. And it was lit. It was lit. Shout out to my man Dren Star. You know, my man Dren Star is the brand ambassador for the Deuce, the Deuce.
Deuce? Okay.
He's the brand ambassador. You know, I think well, who's the Memphis Bleek is in charge of he's in charge of all the ambassadors and everything.
Okay.
So he's out there. He's all over. They're sending him all over the world. Good friend of mine. We're going to have him call into the show. He's interviewed with me before, and I know him for 20-some years. So we'll have him call in and tell us about
why
what's
not?
Going on. And
why not? That's the culture.
But listen, man, it's great because at the end of the day, you know, he's providing jobs. And that's what we need out here. You know, Jay-Z's providing
shout
jobs.
Shout out Jay-Z
you know?
For listen, providing jobs.
Some
yes.
people some people might like him. Some people might not like him. But at the end of the day, anybody who's opening doors and providing jobs and doing like that, you got to respect
yes.
him for that. You might not like his music. You might love his music. You might not like this. But at the end of the day, you still have to respect people who are making moves. Shout out to Fat Joe. He just got the key to the city in New York City.
I seen
so
that.
So he just got the key
I
to the city.
That.
Yeah, that was awesome. I actually was invited, but I couldn't go down. And then also, you know, he's pushing what we were talking about last week, power to the patients.
Yes.
So, you know, we need transparency in billing. We need transparency in medical billing. Because remember I told you, too many people are getting taken advantage of, right? So, no frills.
That's a fact.
We got to talk about what's going on in Philly. Because I see a lot of stuff going on in Philly. Let's get into this Philly Support Philly, okay?
Philly support Philly.
Philly support Philly. That's
sure.
Hey, listen, you invented the brand. I'm going to
keep it 100.
I'm just standing next
I'm gonna
to you.
I'm going
to
keep it 100, man. Yeah. I've been on the road again like Willie Nelson.
Okay.
On the road again. So I don't know everything that's
it's
going on
good.
In Philly right now.
Yeah.
Because I've been on the road pushing the brand.
Pushing
culture
the
coaches. Make sure you follow the culture coaches.
Yes,
if
sir.
You can't spell, get hooked on phonics, homie. But listen, I just want to shout out to the city. And I want to shout out to a person. I don't want to say their name, but someone did something negative. See, we over here, we pushing P. What's that? We pushing positivity.
That's right.
So someone says something negative about somebody who always portrays like they're positive, and that person flipped it around. And I like that because at the end of the day, we got to stop the violence. We got to stop the negativity.
That's right.
Philadelphia has some of the most talented
That's
singers,
right.
musicians, DJs.
A lot of talent. A lot of talent.
Talent. You know what I mean? So I just want to send out positive energy to everyone around the city that's doing their thing. That's it. That's all. That's Philly Support Philly for me.
Okay. Listen, that's great. And you're right. And you know what? We got to, you know, stop the violence. Just last week in New York, they had the Stop the Violence Walk with KRS-One, the 51st anniversary of hip hop, and they were out there. Crazy Legs, KRS-One, Grandmaster Caz, all the originals. Yes. Yeah, MC Light were out there walking in the Bronx, and they started at Cedric, the birth of hip hop, where
Cedar Kool Herc, Cedric.
Yeah, where Kool Herc was spinning for the first time. Cedar, so they started there, and they walked all the way down to Cortona Park.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, there was a lot of millionaires walking down
Fat
there.
Joe.
So shout out to
he was
them.
Out there. Yep.
So, but
Roxanne.
But listen, it's about Philly right now, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, Philly.
So listen, the Philly naked bike ride returns amid increased calls for ban.
Hold on. Hey, Val. Val, hold on.
The Philly naked bike ride returns.
Listen, hold on. Hey, Val.
I'm listening.
Like I said, yo, we are pushing positivity. Yeah. Listen, in my eyes, that's not positive.
Well, I want to talk about what's going on in
the
city.
No, but listen, though.
Okay.
My niece was out there last year. She's scarred for life. She's my niece is scarred for life because you ride around naked. Put some clothes on,
listen,
partner.
You gotta talk to your Philly representatives. They're the ones okaying it. You know what I mean? So what are we doing?
Do you have some names?
Listen, I'll look it up. But what I'm saying is,
it is going on though.
The annual event, part of the World Naked Bike Ride. So I think it's not just in Philly; it's all over the place. But it's going on in Philly's Social Crime Volunteer Group is a clothing optional bike ride through the streets of Philadelphia, with the course changing slightly every year. It's been happening since 2009, so over 10 years, and the last year drew 5,000 riders through the streets of Philly. So it's optional. You can go Philly naked, or you can put some art on you. So what do you think, man? You're a native of the city. What do you think? Have you seen them?
No, I never seen it, and I don't want to. I told you, listen.
I'm just asking.
My niece seen it,
and she's scarred for life.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
First of all, I'm not condoning it. I'm just telling you what's going on in the city.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Pause. I'm a bike rider, right?
Yeah.
So I have a mountain bike, right?
Okay.
I don't understand, and I'm not trying to figure it out, how you going to ride with your package exposed with the seat. Yo, this is crazy.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Hold on.
Yo, Tommy or Raheem, whoever, yo, if you out there riding that bike, pause.
Little Jamal from North Philly? Don't be riding naked on your BMX.
Huffy, homie.
We just gonna keep it pushing.
Let's keep it pushing, man. I'm mad at you for that. I just report the news.
No, I don't
Val,
create the
are
news.
Are you trying to make my city look bad?
Nah, I'm not.
I think so.
Nah, I would
do
never
do this
that.
In Brooklyn. Do they do a naked bike ride in Brooklyn
every day?
Wow.
No, you got once a year.
No, you probably
we got every
do.
Day.
It's somewhere.
Every day.
It be somewhere so, people in yeah, NYC, no, no. though.
Listen, not only on the train, too. You see them on the train. They're dancing in the air in thongs. So I can't call it. Real talk.
Yes, you got to control.
Follow New York S-H-I-T-T-Y on Instagram. New York S-H-I-T-T-Y. Instead of city, it's New York and see all the crazy stuff going on. But listen, again, it's about Philly. So a new museum in Philadelphia will be showcasing creative work by former incarcerated artists. So a first of its kind museum is now open in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood, highlighting the work of former incarcerated artists. Organizers say that formerly incarcerated museum, also known as the Firm, was designed to raise awareness of the challenges faced by those who are incarcerated and promote rehabilitation. All right. So with that being said, I think that's great. It's given, you know, former incarcerated people a chance to promote their art. Also, the artists for sale. So they're going to be showcased at the museum. They're going to have pieces for sale so they can make money. And they're going to be continuing to do this, you know, throughout the year. So what do you think about this? So it's a new museum and the name, it's called Firm. And they're going to be showcasing, you know, former out in Germantown. So what's your thoughts on
it? This is my thought. Okay. My thought is, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of seniors that's not being taken care of right.
Okay.
Listen, I want to do something for the seniors right now.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about that in Philadelphia. I'm going to let you know if I approve it or disapprove it.
I approve. You got to give people a second chance.
Well, listen. I'm going to talk about when we come back.
You're being hard on your city right now. No Diddy.
That's a pause, bro.
No, that's why I said no Diddy.
No,
that's a pause.
You know I do the party
yeah.
once
a month for
That's
the
right,
seniors.
For the seniors.
So I wanna play something for the seniors.
Let's go.
If you know a senior, we love y'all. Let's go.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.
Yo, shout out to all the seniors. Shout out to DJ Benja Styles and Young Chris. We from Philly, right? I'm from Philly. We from Philly. You from Philly. Where you would like to be from Philly too, Vile? Let's go.
I be on that Philly. The South Philly. The Northwest Philly.
215, North Philly reside. Louis print on my lens. 5% on my ride. King of pressure, keep me fresh. I got my polos on. Let my car goes late without the logos on. Hat low, red fitted, white P, that's me. It's the Ag Nicholas one, Young E. EST, gangsta like Schoolie T.
EST, what's up? Fresh South Philly, North Philly, West Philly, East Philly. That's Frankfurt, don't get enough love. But the culture coaches, we got you. Boys.
We run the streets on that DVD. And the bitches ride rough on that EVE.
Yes, yes, we are the culture. And Vile, before we went to the break, what did you ask me, partner?
I asked you if you were in favor of the Second Chance, the museum opening that is selling and highlighting and showcasing formerly incarcerated individuals' art so that they can create a lane for themselves through their art and that their art can be showcased.
Yes.
I said I'm in favor of it. I thought it was a great second chance at them, especially for artists. We got to support the local artists. What do you think, Famous
Frills? Do you think I believe in God?
I do think you believe
so
in God.
So everyone deserves a second chance.
That's right.
Everybody go through things in life. Everybody go through hardships. Shout out to the guy that might be working at Walmart.
That's
you might
have
had the whole block and the Badlands down there with my Reds and my Dominicans. But now you turned your life around and you're paying taxes like Val and myself.
Yeah, I pay too much taxes though. I need a better accountant. Anybody know a better accountant? My taxes are off the wall.
Yeah,
but listen,
the way your account is set up, just set it up so the money can go to my account first. And then it goes to the culture coaches.
I got you.
But yes.
Sounds
good.
Listen, with that being said, you know, shout out, you said shout out to the people who worked on Warm. You know, the homie Gabe Rosado, who's right here from Philadelphia, Gabe Rosado, the boxer, he used to work in Home Depot out here in Philly. And now he's a world-famous commentator, world-famous boxer. I think he was a champion one time. So shout straight from Philadelphia.
Well, Danny Garcia. If you want to talk about straight from Philly, I am Famous Frills, the Philly Support Philly creator,
ambassador.
Is the first person to ever interview Danny Garcia.
That's right.
He wasn't nobody, no disrespect.
That's right.
I just believed in this brother's story, and I interviewed him on Official Street Radio. Shout out to Danny Garcia. Philly Support Philly.
You know what? He's got a promotion company, and he's doing a lot. He's starting to do a lot of events out of Philly, so maybe we can cover one of those events. We'll reach out to him. You know, I got a contact for him, and, you know, we'll get him up to the show, and maybe we'll bring some of his fighters. But that leads us into the Coach's Corner.
The coaches,
the
corner.
Coaches corner.
The coach.
The coaches.
Coach,
we are the coaches.
Coach Frills and Coach White.
And Coach Val the Voice. Val got the answers. Viral Val, I'm your coach.
Hold on. I wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
Who gave you the right to say that you have all the answers, pal?
You know what? I got the cosign from Sway.
From Sway?
I got the cosign from Sway.
I believe you.
Okay. Because
you got like 3 decades in the game.
I got a lot of time in. So shout out to Sway.
Let's go.
Shout out to everybody who hit me up and says, Val, it's okay. You can take it on. Val got the answer.
Talk to him, coach. Okay. I'm listening.
So listen, let's get into this Coach's Corner segment. All right. So the legendary Babe Ruth of the New York Yankees, one of the greatest players of all time, his jersey is going up for auction this week, starting at $7 million. That's the starting bid. Okay, that some people don't see that in their whole life. Okay, so he's won several World Series, including the big 1932 World Series. So the famous Babe Ruth, again, his shirt is going, his jersey is officially going up for auction, and they're going to be streaming and highlighting it live on ESPN. What do you think about a jersey going for starting at a $7 million auction bid. I mean, he's legendary in the world of sports. He's a legendary ball player. But you think anybody should ever pay that much for a jersey?
No. But
why?
If you can, but if you can afford it like yourself, the question is not why, but why not? Vow the voice.
Yeah, but I listen.
Get the jersey, bro.
I'm not going to get the jersey because there's a lot more.
Jay-Z probably going to buy it.
Listen. Jay-Z can afford it.
Yeah.
So here's my thing, right? I think that the money could be used for a lot better things. You know, we support sports. We support our legendary athletes. But at the end of the day, listen, yes. $7 million could do a lot more. That's a very, for someone to buy it, you know, in my personal opinion, it's kind of selfish. But who am I to say, you know, what you could do with your money? It's your money, homie.
Right.
Do what you want to do. But always remember, you could do a lot more. But no disrespect to Babe Ruth.
Well,
I'm going to say
like this, right? It's art. So you can look at it as art. Art is worth money. So
that's
you
true.
Can look at it as like a piece of art. It really is a piece of history.
Yes, that's true.
Babe Ruth is considered, if not
the greatest, one of the greatest.
He's definitely like either considered the greatest or one of the greatest.
Yeah, well, he's considered the greatest of all time.
Right.
But obviously it's debatable, right?
Right.
So with that being said, let's get into this next story, okay?
Yes.
So Shakur Stevenson, the boxer Shakur Stevenson, who's actually Puerto Rican and black, half and half, right? Shout out to the hip-hop co-creators.
Yeah.
Shout out to
hip-hop co-creators put
right.
that information out first.
That's
I never
right.
knew that.
That's right.
Shout out to the hip-hop
That's
co-creators.
What they do. They highlight Boricuas and Puerto Ricans in sports, and because, you know, they don't get enough highlights. So they highlight. Shout out to that page. Follow at the Hip Hop Co-Creators.
Hip-hop
a lot
co-creators.
Of legendary stories up there. A lot of legendary info up there.
Facts.
So Shakur Stevenson has signed with Matchroom Boxing Eddie Hearn, okay? So that's DAZN, the DAZN platform, right? So he was having a hard time, or he was giving people a hard time in regards to, you know, what he wanted. A lot of people feel like his fights are boring. He's a great, so he, listen, here's my assessment of Shakur Stevenson, right? He's a great boxer, but he doesn't engage enough. He's not an exciting fighter, right? Like
right.
Danny Garcia is an exciting fighter. Terrence Crawford is an exciting fighter, right? When you see these guys, you want to see knockouts. Even Edgar Berlanga, a lot of people hate on Edgar Berlanga, but he has a lot of great knockouts. That's why he's got the Canelo fight, right?
Right.
So, with that being said, a lot of people don't like his style of fighting. A lot of people don't want to give him fights. And at the end of the day, in boxing, you got to be signed with the right promoter in order to get the opportunities. So he signed with DAZN with Matchroom Boxing, Eddie Hearn, who has Edgar Berlanga. He's got a lot of great fighters. He did have Canelo at one time. We don't know. They haven't disclosed how much he signs for, but I think it's a pretty coin, you know. Salute to him, man. I just wanted to highlight that and say, have you ever seen him fight? And if you have, do you think he's boring?
I'm going to keep it 100, right?
Yeah.
It's better off watching a turtle walk down the street. I'm sorry, fam. Listen.
You saw Cameron and did you see Cameron and Mace going at him and then arguing with Jay Prince about it, too?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Like, there's one thing I don't like in this day and time. Why can't you just have an opinion? Everybody always going to say, like, you hating. Like, or somebody got something to say. It was an opinion. Like, you can't even have an opinion anymore. What's going on out here, man?
So, you know, nobody cares about anything, but everybody's offended by everything.
Right.
Everybody's offended. I don't care about that. I'm a real this. I'm a real dude. I'm a real this. The minute you say something about it, they're crying. Listen, homie, it's public. If you're going to be a public figure, expect public criticism. And that goes for Shakur Stevenson. That goes for Canelo. That goes for any of these guys. Just because you're a celebrity, that don't mean that you're above criticism, right?
And that goes for you.
I'm above criticism because only Val got the answers. All right? Listen.
Yo, you too arrogant, bro. Pull yourself together,
listen,
homie.
we got a great call in coming in very soon. Mr. Freeze, can we get into some music? And we'll get back to Mr. Freeze calling in. Any
left
last words?
Coast, yes. Shout out to the Left Coast, West Coast. Shout out to all our supporters in Watts and Compton, the Bay. Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches. America. The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture. It's good to you.
America. Shout out to the whole country, America. I'm a real American like Hulk Hogan. I'm seeing my prayers, eating my vitamins. I am the culture. New Kung Fu
Kenny. Throw a steak off the ark to a pool full of sharks. He'll take it. Leave him in the wilderness with a sworn nemesis. He'll make it. Take the gratitude from him. I bet he show you something. Whoa, whoa. I chip a little bit of nothing. I chip a little bit of nothing. I chip a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga, then throw the b- in his lap. Walk myself to the court like, bitch, I did that. X rated.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
No more, no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more. No more.
DJ No Frills.
Johnny wanna be a rapper like his big cousin. Johnny
let it play.
You know we all love.
Like 101, said they killed his only son because of insufficient funds. He was sobbing, he was mobbing, way belligerent and drunk. Talking out his head, philosophing on what the Lord had done. He said, kid, can you pray for me? It been a day for me. I know that you anointed, show me how to overcome. He was looking for some closure, hoping I can bring him closer to the spiritual. My spirit do no better, but I told him I can't sugarcoat the answer for you. This is how I feel. If somebody killed my son, that means somebody can tell me what you do for love. Loyalty and passion of all the memories. Collected moments you can never touch. I went in front of the spot and watch him hit his block. I catch a nigga leaving service if that's all I got. I chip a nigga, then throw the in his lap. Walk myself to the court like, bitch, I did that. Ain't no black power when your baby killed by a coward. I can't even keep the peace. Don't you fuck when the hours it be murder in the street. It be bodies in the hour. Ghetto baby on the street. Paramedics on the dial. Let somebody touch my mama, touch my sister, touch my woman, touch my daddy. Touch
together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines.
Queensbridge, Queens, NYC. Far Rockaway, I know y'all with us too. Let's go.
And I for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines, the light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. Start from the beginning at the top of the list. Situation like this, another war story from a thirsty young hustler. One trusher, I'd rather bust her and leave it caught for the cops to discover. Well, I be bipping in the Range Rover. Hold you well like Liberace. You watch me while Jake's trying to knock me and lock me. But I be on the low, sipping Asti Spumante. Try to creep on the side of my teeth. Stuck the heat through the window, rock the sleep over a three pack. It was a small thing, really, yeah. But keep letting them small things slide and be a failure. If I'm out of town, one of my crew will take care of you. The world is out.
New music, cool classics. New music, cool classics. Hey, Vaughn, we going to your neighborhood, Brooklyn. Why not? Let's go.
Ladies in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace these lyrical boots in. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, mackin' whore, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, the passing, music lasting. But I just can't
let it play.
Honey's Biggie got the secret. Keep the F a secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benz. See notes by the layers, true to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the gun out by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if
you's
a true player.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, real DJ. I'm in the crates. Let's go. I'm in the crates. Watch this.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Oh, you should be right.
It ain't no song without the original, homie. Just the original. I'm in the crates. The Barge. Cool classic new music. Why not? We are the culture.
No one to care.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Hey, Val, I lost it for a second. Yo, I got a new girl that I like. We not together, but in my mind, we are together. Do you think I'm being a simp? Be honest.
Listen.
Am I being a simp?
I think this is why you always get yourself into these problems.
Okay.
But we're going to come back to that.
Yes.
We got to come back to that.
Yes.
So listen, we have someone on the line. Mr. Freeze, are you there?
I'm here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Free. So I want to introduce this the right way. I just want to make sure you're on the line because we were coming off with some music, okay? So there's a lot of people in this game who throw the word pioneer, legend around very freely nowadays in hip hop, right? It seems you can be in the game for 5 minutes, 10 minutes a year, and all of a sudden you're a legend. So up here on the Culture Coaches, we like to highlight the real pioneers of the game.
Facts.
The real legends of the game.
Facts. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the legendary Mr. Freeze on the call from the Rock Steady crew. Shout out to you, Mr. Freeze. Thank you for calling in.
Wow, thank you for having me. What a nice intro.
Yeah, appreciate it. Listen, man, we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you've done for the culture, man. You are definitely a legendary figure, man. Me coming up, and I said the same thing to one of your partners, Crazy Legs, man. You guys inspired me as a young man. I would look on the screen and be like, man, I want to be able to dance like them. I want to be able to break like them. It was so crazy to see somebody representing us out there, you know, the urban community and hip hop. Say what's up to my partner, DJ No Frills, the Philly ambassador, the PSP ambassador. Say what's up, No Frills. We got Mr. Freeze on the line.
Yo, Mr. Freeze, salute to you, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, man. Yo, you incredible, man. That moonwalk was crazy on Flashdance, but we going to get back to that vowed voice. Talk to him.
So listen, okay. Mr. Freeze, I know your story. But our listeners might not know your story. So I want you to take us back. Take us back to a time in 1970s. Tell us the first time as a young man that you witnessed breaking. And tell us about the moment that you knew this is something that you wanted to do.
Okay, so there's two parts to that.
Go ahead, take
myself,
your time.
I was born in 1963 in a hospital in New York called Leroy Hospital, which was in Manhattan. Okay. However, we did live in the Bronx. My mother decided to go back to Paris.
Okay.
So at the age of one, we moved to Paris. And then my father said, after some years, I found out that my family's all in New York. Let's go to New York. 5 years, we'll make some money and we'll come back.
Okay.
So the story goes, we went to New York, moved to a place called 1130 Anderson Avenue in the Bronx, which is near Yankee Stadium. And they never made money, so they never went back.
Straight like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Straight like that.
So tell us about, so you wind up being a Bronx native, a legendary Bronx, New York. Tell us about your first time witnessing breaking in the streets of the Bronx. And give us a timeline, a year line.
Sure. So the year, I'm not very good with dates.
It's okay. You do the best you can.
This was 1970, because I remember the ball dropping. So during the course of that year, as the year went on closer to the summertime, they always had in the summer a lady that was playing music outside her window.
Okay.
And I lived, you know, I was a little white kid. I lived in a predominantly, that area was all, I don't like to say black, so I'm saying so-called black.
Okay.
Very little Hispanic at the time.
Okay.
And they would always have circles, and at that time, at that era, they were doing a lot of robot and a lot of top style dancing.
Okay.
Meaning top style, but to also disrespect the person that you're dancing in front of.
So it was sort of like a battle.
It was a battle, but it was a top style battle because, mind you, at that time, breaking did not exist the way we know it. Or, as a matter of fact, it just didn't exist, period.
Okay.
So there was a gentleman that was very tall, had a big fro, he was skinny. My recollection of him, I remember him jumping high up in the air so quick, grabbing his knees and balling up, and then exploding straight out and landing on the floor in like, you know, like a little Playgirl bunny pose.
Okay.
Meaning, I don't know how to explain it, you're laying with your head in your hand and your other leg is folded up. So this brother did it so quick and swift, everybody was like, holy shit.
You can't curse on
it's kid-friendly, mother approved, but it's all good.
It's all good.
It's the passion.
Holy moly.
Yeah, Batman, Robin.
Now, mind you, I was a kid. Everyone else was a lot older, and I was just watching, of course.
Okay.
It was done so quickly and swiftly that I was like, wow, that was amazing. So then another gentleman would jump in. He would do his thing. And from there, a guy actually went to the floor and did a little pose.
Okay.
As we fast forward to years later, I moved to an area called the Marshall Parkway in the Bronx, which was predominantly Italian, Jewish, and Irish.
Okay.
And I would always go to a block which is close to Fordham Road, 183rd in Creston, okay. 183rd in Marion Legendary. Avenue. Now we're fast forwarding to, I believe, closer to, again, I'm not sure the year, 75, 76. And in that area, once in a while, I would see a circle,
yeah.
only because they had some type of music playing. Now, it wasn't a street jam at that okay. time. I didn't see that. And I saw a lot of, it was predominantly Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I saw them breaking on the floor.
Okay.
I didn't jump in too much because, again, I was a little white kid and,
yeah.
you know, those neighborhoods were rough and, I, you know, I was afraid, but I was happy to venture out
because okay.
Fordham Road had a lot of shopping. So not knowing who I was watching at the time, I now know that I was probably watching Track 2,
wow.
Jimmy D, Jimmy Lee, that's all these legendary. Legends.
All the originators of Rocksteady.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Exactly. Rocksteady, TBB, Star Child of Rock, you know, right. I don't want to leave them out.
No, school them. So school the audience. Go ahead.
I'll get into that. So we fast forward a little more, and I believe this is probably 1979. I'm on my block. There's a radio playing, and I'm with a couple of friends. And I would jump into little circles back in the 70s, but I was so scared that I would turn red, and I would do like a little indie, like a
yeah.
because I was a kid, and they called me Pocahontas. That was my first name of all names,
wow.
Pocahontas. I'm glad that they made fun of me, but that's okay.
Listen,
all right.
When did you start to take it serious, and how did you get introduced to Rocksteady? Like, when did you lock on with them?
Here's the main thing for me. Go ahead. In 79, I'm dancing in front of a stoop, 3425 Gates Place.
Mm-hmm.
With some of my friends, and a crew of kids come walking up. And I look at them, and they come up to me, and they go, yo, you break?
Wow.
And mind you, at that time, I didn't know the terminology of it.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I break. And they go, you want a battle?
Just like I'm that.
Like, yeah, and I'm figuring, okay, they want to, you know, battle. They want to fight, but breaking, whatever it would be. So all my friends, the Italians, the Jewish ones, the Irish, are like, go ahead, Marky, go ahead, battle them. So we turn on the music. One of their guys go out, and they do something really simple. So
yeah.
me, I go out and have no skills in battling because,
yeah.
of course, I didn't really, you know, I never got into those types of battles. I would just watch it and do it on my own.
Yeah.
So
this was your first
out,
battle.
Out,
we're getting the exclusive, the first battle of Mr. Freeze.
This is pretty much the first battle,
right,
and the reason why, you'll realize why it was, I could call it the first battle. So I go out, he goes out, I go out, then all of a sudden this young man takes off his jacket, and on his shirt it says Mr. Ed, and on the back it says Seven Deadly Sins.
All
like,
right.
Okay, so he goes out, and I have video of him of back then, and
okay.
I did an interview with him. So he goes out, he does his top style rocking, the basic top rocking. He does a swipe,
yeah.
which I never saw in my life, into a freeze. Then he starts doing footwork into a freeze. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what? I've never seen this in my life. So then I went out and did my thing, and he went back out again. He did the six step. He did some CC, some transitional footwork. And then he threw himself into a neck move, which is a quick spin into a freeze. Right there, that moment, I stopped. I'm like, oh, who taught, where did you learn this? Who taught you this? And he says, Little Left taught me. And I'm like, who is that? Like, Little Left, he's the leader. He's the best breaker in our crew. I'm like, can I meet him? So I'm so excited that they took me to meet him, which was on the other side of the Hudson River.
Got you.
I think they were called the East Side Breakers.
Okay.
But they would live on the west side.
Okay.
And I said, well, why do you guys call yourself that? They're like, if someone's looking for us to want to beat us up, they'll be looking on the wrong side of the.
That was,
and these were little.
So
they were little white kids. So
Vanessa,
so that was your first. So that was your actually your first battle. And can you say again who was the name of the person you were breaking against? This is exclusive.
His name was Mr. Ed from Seven Deadly Sins.
Okay.
And he took me to meet Little Lep, and it took months for me to finally meet him.
Okay.
And it's Little Lep from the Seven Deadly Sins
and
that
they,
actually...
They inspired you.
You know, I was inspired watching the others.
Got you.
That I didn't know who they were at the time, the Crescent Avenue and 193rd.
Got you.
Morris. But... watching it live and direct in a battle that way, it really did an impact on me.
And who would have thought that you would have been one of the people? You know, they say there's an old biblical saying, the last should be first. It's in Matthew's. It's one of my favorite verses, right? And it means, you know, sometimes the people that you sleep on the most wind up being the leaders. And I definitely got to say, you yourself, you'll wind up becoming one of the leaders. Like one of the, you can't say breaking, you can't say anything about hip hop culture without mentioning yourself and Crazy Legs. Like when anytime people think of the two main breakers, there's a lot of others, but you and him are always mentioned as the top tier of, so definitely. So we want to salute you. I'm going to pass it over to my partner, No Frills. I know he got a question for you. That's an amazing story though. Go ahead, Frills.
Famous Frills. DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills. We are the Culture Coaches, Violent Voice, and myself, man. Yo, I'm so excited. Yo, I got so many questions to ask you, but we got so little time. But we know we're going to do a part two, a part three probably. But I just need to know from you, right? So growing up, I'm from Philadelphia. So I seen the movies. I seen Beat Street. I seen Wild Style. I seen Breakin' and
Flash Dance.
So I need to know in real life, right, in a battle, your opinion, who would win in the battle? Lee from B Street or Boogaloo Shrimp Turbo from Breakin'? Who would win in a real battle? Your opinion.
Who did you say? Boogaloo Shrimp and who?
Boogaloo Shrimp and Lee from Beat Street.
But Lee is a writer. He wasn't a breaker.
Yeah, both of them are not breakers.
Okay, I didn't know they. I didn't know
the other. I don't know why the mentioning of. I just yelled at a reporter here in Vegas that mentioned the movie Breaking and Boogaloo Shrimp, and I go, "Why are you mentioning them? That movie that's called Breaking had no breaking in it, and that guy came from a different side of the United States from a different time. It has nothing to do with Breaking." So I walked off the set.
So hold on. So clear it up. See, to the culture, right? The average person, they don't understand. So break it down why Turbo is not from the real culture of Breakin'. Am I saying that right? And Lee from B Street. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, well, Lee, from what I understand, just got casted because he had a particular look. Boogaloo Shrimp has nothing to do with the culture of hip-hop. However, in his own right, he was very well-known in California with the style of... popping and strutting and animating that he did. I mean, he is very well known for that, but it had nothing to do with Breakin'.
Right. So like I said, for the listeners around the world, shout out to Tokyo, Japan, Stuttgart, Germany, Puerto Rico, France, right? Can you please break it down for people so they can understand the difference between popping, locking, and breaking? I know you. They can't visually see you, but break it down so people can really understand the culture, please. Because the Olympics was horrible. But that's a whole other story. Go ahead, bro. Well,
that's a whole other thing. So
go ahead.
If Breakin', you know, we'll talk about Breakin' quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't have much time. So Breakin' is more of a floor dance.
That's right.
That has to do more of everything, doing all the transitions, the movements, the power, the style on the floor. Now, locking came years before, late 60s, before Breakin', and that's in the West Coast side of town. So that's where you're standing up, where they wear those big Applejack hats.
Rerun. For people that don't understand, Rerun, correct?
Yeah, there you go. So, like, let's say Rerun, because he's a memorable character. He's in good times. So, yes, totally different era, totally different sides of the United States, totally different dance. It's like watching swing dancing from a couple in Harlem and then watching the Irish jig in Ireland when they do their
That's good, man. We got to clear it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, completely different.
Good.
Just like Sammy Davis Jr. when he tap danced, it's completely different than what they did in Ireland. One has soul. One has a different type of feel.
You know,
technical, but it's different.
You know, I tell people all the time, because I'm not going to get too much into it, but I see people saying, oh, this is breaking in the 50s. This is breaking in this. And you know what I tell them? I say, listen, right. It's that those don't have the elements. Just because, you know, something looks like it is doesn't mean it's it, right? The Chryslers used to look like the Bentleys. But yeah, they weren't right. The Bentleys, right?
It's not a Bentley,
so a lot
homie.
Of times people exactly. are saying, oh, these are the oranges are breaking. These are the oranges are breaking. And I say, no, there's certain key elements to breaking, you know, the uprocking, the freezes on the floor. And if it doesn't have that, yeah, it might look like it, but it's not it. So I wanted to ask another question. Tell us about, I heard that you were the first, you know, correct me, let me know. So the legendary Busy Bee yeah. just recently said that you were the first person, one of the first breakers that the people looked at to sponsor. I don't know if he said it was Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, that you were the first one that breaker that they sponsored and that a lot of people
were
interested in sponsoring. Go ahead, clear it up.
What he said was I was the first Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
so
he did say that.
When I heard that, I said, I got to call him. Yeah. And I spoke to him. I'm like, Busy, I heard your interview. And he's like, did you like it? I'm like, I loved it, but there's a big problem. I'm not Puerto Rican. He goes, you're not? I'm like, no. I said, and of course, I have nothing against
of
it.
Course,
I just
listen.
Don't want things to be put out there and people think I'm portraying myself as something
that's
that
dope.
I'm not.
Yeah. No,
you're not a poser. You're not a toy.
That's right. That's right. We always say, because, you know, that's a very, you should know, that's a word that we use a lot in the 80s. You're like, guys, a toy if they're not the real deal.
Exactly.
I'm sure you can remember that.
Exactly.
Just to put that in perspective in case you did it. Okay. But no, he did say that. Let me tell you, we caught a lot of slack on the page because we reposted it and they said, oh, Mr. Freeze is in Mr. I said, listen, I didn't say that. You understand? Busy B said it. Call Busy B. Don't call
me. Exactly.
At the end of the day, he's still a legendary figure, and he came well with Puerto Ricans. So, you know, what's the big deal?
He deserves the promo anyway.
That's right.
So his name was brought up, and that sometimes it happens like that, and that's why we are the culture, so we can clear up all the rumors and let people know where people are from, their origins.
Yes. Yes, it's not a big deal. He made a mistake. It's not like I said it and lied.
Yeah, exactly.
I even answered on that Instagram saying, hey, everyone, it was a mistake.
Okay.
This is Freeze. I'm not Puerto Rican. You know, I just cleared
it's
up.
It's all good. Listen, I'm Puerto Rican, and we claim you part of Puerto Ricans.
Tam
Yang. All right? Listen.
I am.
There you go. Listen.
I've been.
With that being said.
Get to say.
There you go.
There he's going. He's flipping it. Listen, with that being said, let people know. We're gonna do a follow. We only got a certain amount of time on air, but let's do a follow-up.
Yes.
But let the people know what you got going on. You have a great series out where you live with the DJs. I forgot the name of the series offhand. Could you let the people know a little bit about it, what you got going on?
What do you mean, my night in Vegas?
There you go. You have the series with the DJs going on that I help that we promote. I forgot the name of it offhand. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I do a night called the Run It Back Dance
That's
Party.
That's it.
And it's once a month. We take random dates according to who I feel is going to work the best, because the reality is you have to be very careful who you get, because there has to be a following, because if you don't, and you know, the club itself that allows me to throw this event doesn't make money, then they won't have me anymore. So I'm very strategic in what I do, but I keep it pure elements.
We keep it authentic. With that being said, just give them the date real quick, and then we're going to follow up with you, and we'll get another interview going. And definitely when you come down to this side of town, we got to lock in for In-Series Studios. Let everybody know the date of that event and where is it at.
Yes.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I'm just happy. I'm not looking. I appreciate it. I'm not looking to promote that night. I'm just happy that I'm honored that you asked me to come on.
No problem.
And if there's any questions I can answer,
Listen, hold on, bro. We do this for you, man. Yeah. We want you to promote what you got going on. We respect the legends, man. You did so much. You was on Flashdance, the steps in your neighborhood, the Joker danced on them. Come on, man. Tell the people where it's going. Yo, that's so incredible. That
it's
Joker
legendary.
Scene. Is really his steps.
I know. I seen when
and
said
I'm going there.
Legendary.
I'm gonna go there and I go.
We're gonna go there.
Where
we gotta take
up.
Steps.
That's exactly where I grew up. Yeah,
that's
those
dope.
Steps is where I took my first steps.
So listen, if you don't want to promote it, it's all fine. We're promoting it on the page, so it's good. But listen, Mr. Freeze, we just want to thank you so much for calling into the show. We're going to do a follow-up call. And again, let us know when you're coming down into our area. We're out of Philly. We're out of New York. And we could do an in-studio series. And that'll be awesome. Right? Before you go, what's your favorite break beat of all time that you like to dance to? That's what No Frills would always ask.
Yep.
Whew. Can I give you two at least?
Two.
Yes.
Instead of one? One is Just Begun.
Okay.
That I love. And I love Captain Sky, Super Sperm, the break to Super Sperm.
All right, brother. All right, Mr. Freeze, thanks for calling into the show. We are the Culture Coaches. Make sure to follow him online. Is it Mr. Freeze 1970?
It's yes.
Mr. Freeze 1970.
Mr. Freeze 1970.
Follow him. We are the Culture Coaches. Have a good night.
We have a good night. Yo,
Thank you so much.
Listen, shout out to DJ Voltron. Prayers up to DJ Voltron. He's from the Bronx, and this is his favorite break. Shout out to Mr. Freeze. We out of this joint. Let it play. I got you. We're the Culture.
Boom.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture.
Voltron, get better, champ. Get better, champ. Stay on your 1-2. We out of here. Val the Voice, DJ No Frills, the Culture Coaches.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.